Now we're talking about happy-go-lucky and present are...
Steve.
Richard.
Rudy.
Brenda.
Sandy. And...
Lenore.
And say it again.
Lenore. Oh, Lenore. I did not hear it all.
Okay. Okay, so what did you think?
Okay, who liked it?
I don't know.
Are you waiting to find out?
It was such a curious film.
Everybody's talking at once, so it's hard to pass it around. But people are saying that it's nobody's favorite film.
From Mike Leary.
Who asked who liked it?
I asked.
Oh, you. Rudy asked who liked it, and nobody raised their hand.
And Richard said, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, and Richard said he didn't know.
It's a very curious film. Yeah. I mean, it's. I don't know if I've seen a film like this. Yeah. Oh, I see. It's on the back.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen a film like this. So I'm not sure. I mean, she was so bloody annoying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, impressive. So you know, sort of the extent of which you can stand her, that sort of has an impact on my evaluation.
You mean the character or Sally Hawkins?
The character.
Character.
Yeah. So it was, I just don't know. This was such an odd film.
Yeah.
So, Lenore, you have not seen this, Lenore?
Could you use it?
Well, it was a very thin line. There were some times when she was really annoying, but then there were some times she was pretty endearing.
Yes, yeah.
And so it was really, and there were some real lighthearted moments within the film, but then there were some poignant, very serious moments within the film, too, when she went about her kooky day-to-day life and those boots she wouldn't take off.
If there's a good narrator in the group, we ought to tell someone I met.
That's a good idea.
Lenore,
how would you describe this film?
The film.
Well, okay.
A happy-go-lucky woman.
Before I went to go see it with a friend, we read this description that said that it's about a character who's truly happy all the time, and that... that it's an exploration of that kind of happiness and how somebody can be that happy. And depressed person that I am, I thought, oh, that'll be really interesting. I've often wondered how people are so happy.
Mm.
And then, I think that the big disappointment for me was that wasn't what the film was about at all. It would have been really interesting had it been about that, but it was this woman who tries to, she's buoyant and pleasant, but she doesn't seem like she has any particular kind of philosophy that results in making her happy. And she's always trying to make other people happy and putting up with a lot of abusive behavior, really. Well, I mean, you know, grumpy behavior anyway.
She put herself in danger.
She did? What happened?
Oh, well, there were a couple of scenes where I felt she really put herself in danger with the homeless man.
Mm-hmm.
And she encounters a homeless man that she's, I don't know, trying to fix or whatever, and they just have this encounter, and he's very unstable, and there were times you thought, this guy is just going to attack her any minute.
Yeah.
But it turns out to be okay, and he goes his own way, and she goes his own way. And some of the funniest scenes, but then some of the scariest scenes are with her driving instructor.
Mm.
And he's just this real unstable man who develops a crush on her, and he just becomes totally unglued
at her last driving lessons. And I'm thinking, she shouldn't get into the car with this guy, and she does.
And she doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, she does at times. There were times way before that I thought she should not get in the car with this guy, and she gets in the car with the guy. So I thought she was happy-go-stupid at times. Happy-go-lucky.
Well, she was lucky.
That yeah, in that way.
Yeah. Well, and the way that Mike Leigh develops his films is that he gives the actors characters, and then the actors develop the backgrounds of the characters, and they really come up with a plot. And with Mike Leigh, I think that sometimes it really works, like with The Secret...
Secret and Lies. Secrets and Lies.
Secrets and Lies. I think that that really worked.
Life is Sweet.
Life is Sweet really worked.
Wonderful film.
But so many of his films really don't work. And I thought that Happy-Go-Lucky is among the worst of them.
Yeah. No, I didn't think it was one of his best.
That you could see... Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm hanging on every word.
You could see the actors trying, but there was something about the way the driving instructor was so grumpy, and that she didn't have a way of that was believable to hook into that, or that made it believable for her to get into the car with him when he was absolutely out of his mind.
And it's not surprising that he would misinterpret how she felt about him. Oh, it
is. Hello, sir.
Yeah, hello, I'm here. It's not surprising that he would misinterpret her reactions or her feelings about him, because she was just continually, you know, regardless of what he would say and do, she would just continually be bubbly and suggestive and say all of these things.
She wasn't just bubbly, she was sarcastic.
Yeah.
Sometimes she said some really sarcastic,
yes, she was.
Almost nasty things to the driver.
Yeah.
So you go on and...
Oh, that's true.
Just things like, you get out on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Things like that to people. To people who are like him.
Yeah.
Or in a bad mood. If somebody's angry, say...
To me, the time that she should have never gone to the car with him again was the time she spotted him outside her apartment, stalking her.
Yeah.
When she came back from visiting her sister, which was a whole nother story, too.
I like that scene.
So, well, there were some scenes. One of the funny, the dance instructor, I thought, was one of the most hysterical things I've ever seen in a movie.
Oh, you're right.
It was so funny how she just went on. But she was...
Describe it.
They went to this, they learned to flamenco, and they went to this dance instructor who was from Andalusia. And so she's instructing them, and she just goes off on this tirade about men. And it's so funny, Lenore. I think just to see that scene in the movie is worth it. And she is just so... Yeah, she is just one of the funniest things I've ever seen in a movie.
She stole that movie for me.
Yeah. She was just really good. And she's recurring, and they go back to her maybe about 3 or 4 times during the movie where they're going for dance instructions from her. Mm. And she's just a hysterical character.
You know, I was just going to say, I really decided after talking about this here that I do think the character was annoying. And I don't think it was believable. I don't. There's a scene, as a Fiddler, where she goes to talk to this homeless man who looks like he's going to attack her any second.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? How stupid could you be? It wasn't believable to me that she would have been afraid and gotten out of there, gotten away from him. Or that she wouldn't have seen that the driving instructor was dangerous and gotten away from him sooner as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she really was, you know what, she was annoying. I tried to like her, I really did, but... I just, she didn't win me over, and I think it was the sarcasm, too, that I, you know, she wasn't like this really, they tried to portray her, I think, as this innocent, really loving, but it didn't work.
She had no fear.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought sometimes she really looks stupid.
You could say that.
Like, this, she had a set way of saying things and then laughing herself, and that was hideous.
Yeah.
When, I remember her doing it several times when she's sitting in a bar or coffee place with her colleague, the one she goes to the dancing lessons with, and she says something, and then she has these little some kind of after noise after saying something funny or cute. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that was very, very annoying. So she wasn't.
I think the first scene in the movie I thought was very annoying when she went into the bookshop. And that poor guy in the bookshop, I would have just told her to get the hell out of my bookshop and never come back in here again. The scene was portrayed, she just antagonized this man because she wouldn't engage in he wouldn't engage in conversation with her. And she just would bait him, and he wouldn't take the bait. And he would just completely ignore her as she kept being more and more annoying. Mm-hmm. And then she walks out and somebody stole her bicycle.
She was okay with that.
Yeah, she had no problem. Somebody stole her bicycle. Oh, well.
She goes into this driving lesson.
Yeah. Well, the Mill Valley Film Festival did a tribute to Sally Hawkins and showed this film as a premiere, and I was really I was really glad after I saw it. I was really glad that I hadn't been there. Mm-hmm. Are you there? Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, was it a good performance?
I didn't think it was.
I guess I don't know.
Too
I'm just
forced
kinda,
to me.
Yeah.
It's too forced.
Yeah.
I think the best part of her performance was when she realizes that there's no hope, there's no way she's going back to that driving lesson. When she says, get in the car or something, or next week, same time, she doesn't respond immediately. It's like she's still considering being gooder. Gooder.
But his acting was really good, though, for his character. He was remarkable.
He was consistent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when he finally gave his little spiel at the end, the last driving thing, when he finally tells her how he felt about everything, pretty much.
It's like he vomited it.
And yeah, and he just, I thought, was just right on. He gave a really good performance when he did that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think that he gave a good performance and she gave a good performance, but that the two actors didn't find a way of having them interact with each other. That she was that instead of being this happy person, she was trying to be good. I think that you were right when you said that she was trying to be good. And it didn't work if you have a grumpy character who ends up being like the driving instructor who ends up being power hungry and controlling, to have somebody act good and don't blame me, you know, just doesn't work with it.
What was the name of the mirror?
Oh yeah, what was that? What was that? I thought I would never forget that, but what was it?
the mirror game, Rumpa, something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the triangle.
The mirrors.
That was annoying.
I figured there'd be no way I'd forget that.
I don't remember it at all.
I think that in the classroom, she wants to portray herself as being a good person by helping that little bully.
Oh.
But it didn't convince me at all, because that's her job.
Yeah, but then she gets a boyfriend out of it.
So she did her job. She gets a boyfriend out of it, that's right. The social worker comes to deal with the boy who's a bully of a kindergarten, first grade, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they think he's being abused.
She's a school teacher. At the first grade level, probably, or something like that.
Yeah.
And there's a little bully that keeps hitting a boy, keeps hitting him in different scenes, and she does something about it. She talks to colleagues, and she brings in the social worker, and she picks up the social worker, and that's the end of the movie. She's talking to him, right? She's rowing a boat with her friend, her roommate, because she's on the phone with the
talking to him.
With this guy. So is that to prove that she is really good and sweet, really?
I thought that her trying to do something about the bully was what connected her with the driving instructor, because he was she wanted to find out what his what his childhood was like.
Right on. Yes, it's true.
There was a connection there, and there was an attempt to make her look like a really good teacher. Which, I mean, I bet she was fun, and she and her friend, who also was a teacher, coming up with these,
birds, and they made themselves into
pictures. Oh, her colleague's roommate.
Oh. Yeah.
They do these masks for
they
birds
the
or
pictures
something.
Out of the...
For the kids.
Yeah, you know, out of all the magazines.
Yeah, it was clever. But...
Well, how'd you like her sister, who was kind of the polar opposite of her in a way? The ones, the sisters were...
The pregnant sister?
The pregnant sister, and then the other sister who just had something negative to say about everything.
Very different characters.
Yeah, very, all the three sisters were all very different
I wanted some explanation.
All three together at one
what?
I wanted some explanation of how that happens in a family. I mean, that's...
You want so much.
I want so much. That's why I'm so unhappy.
So I'm like, what was her name? The character's name?
I don't recall. What was her name?
Sally Hawkins was.
No, I can't remember what her character in the movie was.
Holly Golightly. Was it Holly?
No.
I think so.
It was?
Something like Paul. Pauline, and she was Poppy.
Poppy,
that's right, Poppy.
Poppy.
Yeah, they called her
Poppy.
I remember the scene in the car with the driving instructor. This is Pauline. And she starts laughing, making fun of him for saying that. Because nobody's called her that since she was. Everybody calls her Poppy.
You know, I just want to say that I just realized when I left the theater, I kind of felt relieved. And I realized I was just glad to get away from that character. It really did annoy me.
So, Lenore, don't cheat.
Just see it for the Spanish lady.
Yeah. Especially in fast forward.
Maybe you can see that clip on YouTube or something. Yeah. Yeah, what did we choose? Slumdog Millionaire and The Boy in Striped Pajamas. With Christmas Tale as a background.
Okay. Well, since I can't be there anyway.
What did you why? Did you have something in mind?
No.
Well, a couple of us have already seen Slumdog Millionaire. And it's really worth seeing. Very, very satisfying.
Yeah, pretty rich.
So will you go see it again before the group?
I would.
Yeah, I don't think I would have seen Boys Striped Pajamas had it not been selected because it's in English, you know, why it's not in German. I mean, that in and of
itself.
Oh, are we done? Okay, sure. Okay.
Side discussion.
That's all, folks.